Let's head right into our first guest interview segment on the Star Valley High School girls golf team. That's Jordan Horsley in studio today, and pretty cool accolades coming in for Jordan. Hey, Jordan, how are you today?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for coming in. Jordan, tell us about this this process. You've been selected as one of four total girls to play in the Girls Junior America's Cup. So tell us what that is and how that process kind of played out.
Yeah, so I was selected by the Wyoming State Golf Association to represent the state in the Girls Junior America's Cup tournament coming up at the end of the month. And I had to submit an application kind of talking about why I golf and my love for it in an essay. And then they looked at my scores from last year and some of my tournaments this year and how I was ranked in the state coming in. And after looking at all that compared to some of the other girls, they selected me.
Very cool. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us what you put on the essay. What were some of the answers you said you had to talk about why you golf and why you love it? Why is that? What did you put?
Yeah. I kind of just talked about how I get to do it with my brothers and my dad a lot, and that's always a good time. And golf teaches a lot of great life lessons, like hard work and patience and just mental toughness. So
it teaches me especially patience, Jordan. I get that a lot from golf. So tell us about the Junior America's Cup. Obviously you're competing with some of the best high school golfers in the country, right? So tell us more about how this works.
Yeah, so four girls from a bunch of surrounding states got chosen, as well as there's a couple teams from Canada and a team Mexico that are also going to be playing. And we all play in a 54-hole tournament. It's going to be at Soldier Hollow Golf Course by Park City in Utah. And we get to just play against each other. They take the top three scores from each team and kind of just play against each other.
Now, Jordan, you've been part of the Star Valley High School team for, well, several years. And you've been part of the varsity program since your freshman year, really. Talk to us about that and kind of growing up through that program.
Yeah, so I've kind of been golfing off and on through my whole life, but I decided to start competitively golfing the summer before my freshman year, and the golf team has just taught me a lot. It's been a super fun time. You get to hang out with a lot of the girls that I don't usually get to, and the golf season's just always fun.
Do you have you met your teammates for the Junior America's Cup? Do you know the other three girls on the team?
Yeah, I do. So there's Erica Cook from Lovell. She's a four-time state champ, super talented. There's Lily Nichols from Wheatland. She's actually going to go run track and field at UW this fall, so she's super talented too in multiple sports. And then there's Shelby Gardner from Sheridan. And I have golfed with her quite a bit through high school.
So a lot of times when someone is selected like to something similar to this, like an all-star game or something like that, they get together and they practice beforehand, right? You guys, I mean, golf is so individual, even though you're as a team, do you guys get to go hit the course as a team before the actual competition begins?
Yeah, we get a practice round the Monday before the tournament starts. So that'll be kind of nice.
Have you played this particular course before? It's not too far away, so at least it's in the realm of being in your wheelhouse. Have you played this course before?
I have not. It's a pretty difficult and complicated course, so it'll be interesting to try to manage it, but I'm excited.
Now, you say difficult because, okay, so you've already got some ideas on it. What makes it that way? Because you obviously already have kind of had some analysis of it.
Yeah, so the yardage is a lot longer than I'm used to playing. So I actually have been having to play from the black men's tees at our course to try to prepare for that because that course is so long, and I definitely have to hit different clubs and play differently when it's like that.
Jordan Horsley in studio, a senior golfer for the Star Valley Lady Braves golf team and heading to the Girls Junior America's Cup. Remind us, you said it's later this month, right? What are the dates for this?
The 28th through August 1st.
Okay. And you're not traveling extremely far, but are you doing any sort of fundraiser, a raffle or anything like that? I understand there was something happening there, right?
Yes. So I'm selling raffle tickets, $10 each. Some of the prizes are a 3-day trip to Florida, some like new golf shoes, new golf balls, things like that. So I'm selling those raffle tickets, so I can have that to be able to go to the tournament. And all the money goes to the Wyoming State Junior Golf Association.
And how do people get these tickets from you or from the organization?
Yeah, so you can reach out to me or my mom at 307-248-3218, and then she'll connect you with me, and we'll get you a ticket, and yeah.
Awesome. Give us the number one more time, just in case people come right down that path.
Yeah, 307-248-3218.
And radio broadcasters are eligible, right? We can win that trip to Florida?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Just making sure that was good to go. Jordan, again, congratulations. So what is it? I mean, Dal asked this question already as far as kind of growing up in the golf program at Star Valley High. But what does it take to become good enough to qualify for something like this? How much time did you put in?
Yeah. I mean, it's golfing every day, multiple times a day, usually. And just a lot of hard work. Golf is a difficult sport, and it definitely takes, you know, a lot of time, but it's a great sport too.
Yeah. It's been described as a lifetime sport. It's something you can do your whole life, but, what are some things that maybe you've learned over the last 4 years or plus that maybe you would, share with someone who's maybe back in your shoes a few years ago, wanting to saying maybe they could learn a little bit along a certain path that you could help them with?
Yeah, I think just getting out on the course, just like trying out different things, just hitting your clubs a lot helps. Also watching golf, seeing people just how they do it, what they do, helps a ton too.
The golf season, the high school golf season, starts so early compared to the other fall sports, and it's a sprint. You guys have some tournaments, and then it's state, and just like that. What are your goals this year, individually and team expectations for the Lady Braves?
Yeah, so I'm coming back ranked third in the state, and we have state at home this year, so that's a big advantage. So I'm definitely hopeful for the outcome for state. For our team, too. We had two seniors graduate, so we have two spots to fill, but we have a lot of JV girls who have a lot of potential, and we expect them to help us perform well. And then we have two returning girls as well, Cambry Johnson and Kate Ricks, who they will help us out a ton, too.
And you said state is, in the past, it's been like at Cedar Creek. Is it at Valley View or is it at Cedar Creek?
Yeah, it's 2 days at Valley View.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, Jordan, again, congratulations. Best of luck to you. You're selling those raffle tickets. For those that maybe missed it, just tuning in, tell us again what you're raffling off and how they get some tickets.
Yeah, so a 3-day trip to Florida, a new golf rangefinder, new golf shoes, some new golf balls. And then the number is 307-248-3218. And if you reach out, then we'll get you a ticket.
Sounds great. Jordan Horsley, she's been selected to represent the Wyoming team at the Girls Junior America's Cup, which is coming up later on this month. And Jordan, anything else we missed that you need to mention while we got you?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Very cool. Good luck. Thanks for swinging by. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning on the SVI Radio Network.